So, who wants to tell me what we've been speaking about for the last 2 weeks? Which is always the first question we start with, because you just need to kind of encourage us. Abby, we know that you know. The only reason we ask this question is to kind of say, like, what we're doing in life is making some difference. Does anybody remember? Is that because you told him? Yeah. That's cool. Say it so.
Holy Spirit?
Can you, that's actually really good. Can you remember anything specific about the Holy Spirit? Which, this would be difficult. No, okay, that's fine. Don't worry. That's cool. That's cool. Jess told you. Darn it. So, the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a series called Boldness in the Holy Spirit, which all kind of came out of something which God said to me in the prayer room about you guys when I was praying for you. And let me tell you, I'm not going to expound to you everything that he said, but God's got some incredible plans for you guys. And I want you to know that the younger generation really has the most exciting plans in God's heart. And I'm not saying that because older people don't have a part in his plan, but because you guys are still at a young age, and you guys haven't been through a lot of the stuff your parents have been through, and you guys are just in a place where you can really be used by God to do mighty things. Put your hand up if you have an understanding that your life, if you want it to, can make a real difference. Put your hand up if your life is going to make a difference. How assured are... I was talking to one of my friends recently, and we were just talking about how, like, our destinies in God and stuff like that, it's just such a normal fact. It's like, today's Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday. It's such a normal fact, like, my life is going to make a huge difference. And you guys need to know and understand and believe that, because that's what God has for you if you're walking it. But so I'm kind of going to do the last week of this series that we've got going on Boldness in the Holy Spirit is what it's called. So put your hand up if you've got God living inside you. Put your hand up if you wake up every morning filled with the reality of what that means. Oh, that was a hand. That's good for you. No, that's cool. I was kind of like, when I wake up every morning, I'm not really ready to pull a cripple out of a wheelchair. You might be, but I want to kind of, that's what we're talking about today, is how you literally have the fullness of the living God living inside you and all that that means. And so today is actually going to be a bit different, which it's kind of cool that we have this circle thing going, because I'm not going to do like a normal preach. Really, all I'm going to do today is tell you guys really cool stories from my life, which is going to be exciting, about how the Holy Spirit has used me. And I can't believe how many of you guys got up for under 15. Stand up again if you're under 15. That's like half the room. That's incredible. Okay, you guys can sit down again. Like, I was thinking a couple of days ago about where I was at when I was 13 years old, and I'm not going to give you the gruesome details because they are quite gruesome, but you guys have no idea where I was at when I was 13 years old and the stuff I was doing and the stuff... Dallas! No, it just wasn't that great. But I was nowhere near where God has taken me today. And I was either in the same place you are or in a quote-unquote... way worse place. And I was probably in a worse place in terms of my life, the things that I was doing, the relationship that I had with God was probably much less than you guys have now. And yet, over the last 2 years, God has used me to do some things which are literally like a story out of Jesus' life. Like, you, who's heard the verse? I'm going to read it really quickly now. It's John 14:12. And this is Jesus speaking to everybody who believes in him. So put your hand up if you believe in Jesus. So this verse is talking to you. John 14:12 says, I tell you the truth. And if that is ever in a Bible verse, if Jesus says, I tell you the truth, he's already said, I am the truth. So everything I say is the infallible word of God. But if Jesus actually says, I tell you the truth, it's like the truth telling you that what he's about to say is the truth. So that really means what I'm about to say is very important. So if you ever see that phrase, then it means it's very important. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me, put up if you have a tiny bit of faith in Jesus at all. Anyone who has faith in me, this is what it says. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. So some of the things Jesus has done, let me say one which will make my point. Jesus, help me. One which will make my point. The guy who was the paralytic who was lowered in and Jesus healed him and he got up and took his mat. Who knows that story? You guys have heard that story before? So one of the stories which I'm going to talk about is how there was a woman and she wasn't a cripple or a paralytic, but she was crippled by cramps. She had such severely bad cramps she couldn't get out of her bed. And she was on a couch like all day, and I'm about to tell you the story in more detail, but I prayed for her and she got healed. And that's not because of how awesome I am, even though that is amazing. It's because the Holy Spirit is living in me. When I was 13 years old, I had no relationship with God. In fact, I had no relationship with God really until about 2 years ago. And yet God has used me to do literally Jesus-level things because he is within me. It's all him who does it. But I had to be bold and I had to go for it. So the purpose of my telling you these stories today is A, because they're very cool. B, because I like telling them. C, because it's going to be fun. And D, because it's going to encourage you guys that you do have the Holy Spirit living within you. And if you choose to be bold and to go for things, amazing things will happen. And I'm not just saying that as someone who doesn't know. I'm saying that as someone who does know, because it's happened to me very recently. If you guys will believe that the Holy Spirit is living within you, that he wants to use you, and you go for things, then amazing things will happen. Okay, what's my first story? Sometimes I write things down in like a really weird way. So these stories were all just for my benefit. I didn't ever expect to be telling anybody about them, but I've written them like a children's novel, which is quite unusual given that it was just speaking to myself. So the first one, has anybody ever been to Stratford? Yeah, Daniel Mitchell's like, yeah, it was like the best time of my life. Stratford is an amazing place. It's like my getaway. I live here, in case you guys, so there's roughly 6 trees within like 2 miles. So it's not very nice living here all the time. So Stratford is my place to get away and have fun. A lot of my friends live there. Do any of you guys know the Bootsmas? Yeah. So sometimes I stay with them and hang out with them. This particular night, does anybody know Aquila Bootsma? So me and her and the Stratford youth group were going out prophetic evangelizing. And they had like a new youth leader, and he was just like, I really love guys like this, because he had no idea what he was doing. Does anybody know what prophetic evangelism is? You. What's prophetic? Well, you know, you're Jez. You know. Who doesn't know what prophetic evangelism is? But why am I going to ask you if you don't know? Jez, you tell us.
Prophetic evangelism. Let's break it down. So prophetic is hearing the voice of God and sharing it with others. So if God gives you a picture, you share that picture with someone. But instead of doing it in the church, you do it to people who don't know God. So it could be words of knowledge for people on the street for you to start conversations with them and say, I feel God is saying this to you. But approaching it in a way as if they don't know who God is. That make sense?
That was a pretty good description. So my passion in life is really, does anybody here like debating? Anybody here like debating? Okay, put your hands down. Put your hand up if debating gets you incredibly stressed and annoyed very quickly. Me, a couple of people. So my passion in life is to see the kingdom of heaven come with power. So I would love to argue with like an atheist for 10 days. Actually, I wouldn't. I would hate that. But there are some people who would love to talk to an atheist about the scientific reasons and the Bible and why it's true and stuff like that. But that's definitely not me. I would rather be like, oh, you have a broken leg. Let me touch it and it will be healed. And then all argument will cease. So that's kind of what I enjoy, is like the kingdom of God coming with power. So there's another phrase, is power evangelism. So we're basically going out, set the scene. We're in Stratford. It's 7 p.m. at night. It's February last year, so it's in the winter time, and it's all dark, and basically a youth group, and all of them, I think, were under 15, like, a lot of them were really young. The youth leader who was leading the night was just like, God lives inside us, let's go and do something, and we didn't have a clue what we were doing. So this big group of, like, really shabby-looking youth just walking around, not having a clue what they were doing. Has anybody got it in their mind's eye? Completely, like, mindless people just walking around Stratford, not really with anything to do. We didn't quite look like zombies. In fact, I'm offended that you've said that. But I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Dave, don't worry. So we were walking around, and basically we went past kind of like a youth group. I don't really know what they call it in Canada. What are youth groups which aren't really, like, they're not Christian, but they're like places where kids drop in center. So they just go and kind of like hang out and play pool and stuff like that. So they were totally non-Christian. They were just like playing ping pong and playing pool. And we were like, I feel the Holy Spirit leading us into there. So like literally 12 of us walked in there and opened the door. And it's one of those places where like nobody except the people who go every week go. So it's like you walk in and everything just stops and they're like. And it's like, and like we all kind of like sidled in and just stood there for like 5 minutes. And I was like, how are we going to evangelize to these people? Have you guys ever been freaked out trying to evangelize to someone? It's like, so, hey, David, you're sinful. And you need to do something about it. So that doesn't work very well. So I didn't really want to go down that route. So I just shouted out, does anybody here have pain in their body? I didn't even say hello. Can you imagine that? 12 people come into your youth group, sidle in. This actually happened. This isn't a fairy tale. And walk in, and I was like, does anybody have pain in their body? You guys are weird. Go away. But actually, there was this guy. I can't remember his name, which is really bad of me. But Yeah, Fabio's like, oh. But he was like, yeah, actually, I've got really bad appendicitis. And he walked up and he was like really, really, really open. And I don't think he was like Christian, like he'd heard about God and stuff like that, but he didn't really know what was going on. And we were like, and everyone was kind of looking at us like, what are these guys doing? And this guy just came up. He's like, I've got really bad appendicitis. And you guys know, like, when John Arnott's on the stage healing someone, or Jesus healing him through him, you guys know that he's normally like, do something like when they're still not healed. He's like, if your back's sore, show me what you can't do. And normally they'll be like, oh, I can't do this because it's sore. And then if they get healed, then they're like, oh, I can do this now. Woo-hoo! And then they run around. So you know that's what happened? Like a healing meeting or something like that. Has anybody ever seen that before? Anybody? You know what I'm talking about? So this boy, literally like healing conference 101, came up and was like, I can't even do this without it hurting. And I was like, not for long. And then, so he was like doing that. He's like, literally, if I do this, it's in pain. And like, you could see his face scrunching up. And he had really bad appendicitis. And he was like, this Sunday, I'm going to have to go and get it like removed in like a operation. He was literally going to the hospital to have some hardcore operation appendicitis removing pain thing. So we all started praying for him. And we basically laid our hands on him, just commanded the kingdom of God to come, the will of God to be done. And we were just believing, because the Holy Spirit is living inside us, as he's living inside you, that the Holy Spirit was going to come and do something miraculous. Just like Jesus said, the same kind of things I'm doing, you can do. And have you guys put up your hand if you prayed for healing for someone before? So have you ever had it like where they're like a sympathy, yes, I'm healed? Where it's like you pray for them and it's like it's obvious that nothing has changed, but they're like, yeah, I feel a bit better. Thank you. Goodbye. And it's like, you don't feel any better and you just don't want me to be ashamed and lose my faith. Like, that's literally all it is. But then you have ones where people are so shocked and so surprised that there is absolutely no way they're just not making it up. And this is one of those ones. Who knows the word incredulous? I love that word. It's in this thing about 6 times. Micah, what does incredulous mean? It means that they are completely, totally shocked, is what Micah said, which is totally true. So this boy's face was like, oh my goodness. Like, he was kind of happy, but he couldn't be happy because he's like, this is ridiculous. And like, he basically told us that he felt heat inside his body and that he felt his appendix being shaken inside his body and that all the pain was totally gone. And then he went like this, just like John Arnott would do. And then he went like, whoa, like this. And all his friends in the youth group were like, that's ridiculous. Like, I know that he had appendicitis 2 minutes ago, and now he's, like, touching his toes. And it's the kind of thing where there's no way he could have, like, touched his toes before. So basically, the Holy Spirit came through us and miraculously healed him. And this guy, on the spot, gave his life to Jesus for the first time. So that was an incredible story. Story number one! Woo! So this clap, the purpose of this is not to, what's that phrase? Toot my own horn. I'm not tooting my own horn. This is all about the Holy Spirit living inside you and the fact that if you guys are bold, and sometimes boldness comes across as stupidity. Like, you remember the, does anybody have pain in their body? So that was like weak boldness. But you guys can go for things like that. In situations, just be tuned into the Holy Spirit. If you see someone with crutches in the grocery store, why don't you just say, hey, do you mind if I pray for you? And it doesn't have to be like that. Holy Spirit doesn't have to be healing. It could be, say your teacher is looking really down. You could just go up and be like, if the Holy Spirit's leading you, you could be like, hey, do you mind if I pray for you? And then something incredible will happen. I think if I cross, I think the offering bucket is the beeping line. No, oh, okay. So you guys be encouraged as you hear these stories that these are for you. And this is the kind of thing that God has for you.